We're allowed to treat them to 18, and we can occasionally get special permission to keep them longer. But we have a sort of interesting scenario where we'll treat them, but if they come into emergency, they won't see them, which is actually ridiculous. But that's, you know, so at 18, we send them across the road. But we have a different law in Ontario, which makes life much more difficult, and that is we have a law of assent. And the law says as soon as the child is old enough to understand, they can make the decision, which is, you know, I mean, it's really ridiculous, because a 15-year-old, in my opinion, who's got suddenly diagnosed with cancer and hears about chemotherapy and hair loss and nausea and vomiting, doesn't, I don't think, really make this decision. And they also feel as if nothing's ever going to happen to them. So I'm not sure they have the capacity to, even in the best of senses, to make this life-saving decision. But it's a real issue. We have another problem in Ontario, and that is that there is a different law, apparently, for the rest of society and for the native sort of Canadian Aboriginal Indian population. And this was just set in law recently, where a case that we took to court, a good prognosis ALL, at the time of diagnosis, parents refused therapy, and the judge said, well, there's a 200-year tradition of Aboriginal therapy for these diseases, and that's fine, so they can refuse therapy. And the fact is that nobody survived that 200 years, apparently was not an issue. But that is being challenged, but this is, yes.